Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Nigmar Hadin. Once the judgment has been concluded and he's found guilty, Motzian Oso Lesaklo. They take him out to be stoned. Beis Haskila, the place of the stoning, Hayachutz LeBeisdin, was outside the Beisdin. It actually was at a distance from the Beisdin in order to give an opportunity for some time to elapse, and perhaps somebody will come up with a zuchus for him to find him innocent. Shenemar, why do they say that it was outside? Because the language is, when it came to stoning the Mekalel in the Torah, the person who cursed Rachmana Litzlan Hashem, it said, Hotzeyas Mekalel, take him out. So it indicates that he's to be taken out of the Beis Din from that area and taken out to a distance. Now, in the meanwhile, however, till they actually are going to execute him, they want to leave the opportunity that in case somebody comes along to the Beis Din and says, I have some mitigating factors that I know about that might prove his innocence. So in order to be able to have a system of communication for cell phones, Echad Omed al Pesach Beis Din, one person stands at the opening of the Beis Din, Vahasudarin Biyado, and he's got handkerchiefs that he can wave in his hand. Adam Echad Rochiv Hasus Rochik Mimenu, and a man is riding a horse at a distance from him, enough that he can still see him. Kadeshiye Roehu, so he can see him. Omer Echad, let's say someone comes along and says, Yeshli Lelamed Olav Schus. So a man comes into Bezdin and says, oh, I have a rationale to explain that he's innocent. Halah Meinif Basidorin, so the man standing at the opening of the Bezdin waves the handkerchief, the flags. V'hasus Rotzim Amido, and then the man on the horse sees the man with the flags waving, and he runs on the horse, he rides the horse, gallops away, and they stop. Umamido, they stop him from being executed. V'afilahu Omer, even if the guilty party says, Yesh l'lamed al-asmi schus, I have a reason to say that I'm innocent. I came up with a new reason. Machzirno, so they take him back. Afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim, they take him even four or five times back. U'bilvad sheyesh mamish medorav, as long as there's some substance to his argument. And the Gemara explained the details of this, and it says that the first and second times they actually take him back, even if they doesn't seem initially to have any substance to his argument, because maybe really he has a valid argument, but he, out of fear of the execution, he gets stuck and stammers and can't get it out. So they think that in the meanwhile they go back with him to Beis Din, he might be able to have calmed down and be able to present his argument properly. However, if they don't find that there's any substance, then from that point forward, they send two Talmid HaChachamim, two scholars with him, so that if he, subsequent to the first two times, says, I have a reason to say I'm innocent, they, on the spot, in the area where the execution takes place, they can actually check him out and see if there's something of substance to discuss. Then, indeed, they would take him back many times to the Beis Din, if the Talmid HaChachamim believe there is some substance. Now, if due to his the person himself's argument or someone else's argument, Motzulos Chus, they find a reason to say he's innocent, Pataru, they would let him go. Vimlav, and if they don't find any good reason to say he's innocent, then they get back to business, and Yotze Li Sakel, and he's taken out to be stoned. The Charoz Yotze Lefanov, an announcement is made in front of him. Ish Ploni, Ben Ploni, so and so, the son of so and so, Yotze Li Sakel, he's going out to be stoned. Al she'aver avir plonis, because he violated such and such a sin that is liable for stoning. Uploni uploni edav, and so and so are his witnesses. Kol mish yodelo zuchus yavo vilamid olav. Anybody who knows a rationale to say he's innocent should come and instruct us about this, because by saying who the edim were. And in addition to that, the Gemara explains that they say that he violated this prohibition, this sin, on such and such a day and at such and such a time, because this gives the opportunity. Perhaps somebody can disprove the Edom through and show them to be Edom Zomimin, to be false witnesses, and that way they can prove his innocence. And therefore, that's why when you take him out, you give these various details so that anyone hearing that can say, oh, that's who the aide is? Oh, wait, that aide was with me in Chicago at the time. So this announcement that's made as he's being taken out to be stoned is one more item that gives the possibility of proving his innocence.